Welcome back for another episode of SLMA Radio. Rotating series of programs brought to you right here on the Funnel Radio Network by the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here at SLMA Radio. Today we're back to the origins, the beginning of the show. A special episode from the founder himself, Mr. Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul, for the fine introduction. This is Jim Obermeyer, your host today on SLMA Radio for our 475th episode. Our subject today is the one thing needed for sales coaching. Every sales rep needs coaching. No one is ever too good not to improve and grow. But one-fits-all approaches to sales coaching is often a short-term method that is usually a long-term failure. In this program today, David Krieger, president of Sales Roads, reveals how he has solved the sales coaching challenge with great success by using the one thing model. David is the founder and president of Sales Roads, a business-to-business appointment setting, lead generation, and sales outsourcing company. He has been named as one of the most influential leaders in sales lead management by the SLMA for the last 4 years. Sales Roads itself focuses on developing and implementing high-quality professional business-to-business inside sales teams for its clients with its turnkey solutions.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim, for inviting me on. Excited to be here.
I was really enthused when we talked about having this program, the one thing you need to improve sales coaching. As I read your article that was on your blog and look at how you started this whole program, I really got enthusiastic and I understand exactly what you're talking about in doing this. Now, why don't you lay the background for how you got involved into this, the one thing needed for sales coaching, and how you implemented at your own company, what kind of successes you've had. The floor is yours, David.
Yeah, absolutely. At Sales Roads, a mantra for us, for company, for our employees, for myself, is personal growth equals sales growth. And so we really take to heart growing our employees, helping them to learn. And one of the best ways to do that is through coaching. And so for a number of years, we have taken coaching extremely seriously. We've built robust processes. We have regular coaching with all of our agents. I mean, it's something our managers are all trained on. And as we would evaluate the coaching, both in performance, but also really just to take a look at how people were retaining what the coaches were reviewing with them, the results were not what we liked. So we basically saw that a day after coaching, a lot of times people would forget maybe a quarter of what went on. And a week later, that would sometimes jump to like 50% of what was retained in the coaching. And so as I was looking at that, I felt that coaching is still extremely important, but there had to be a better way of developing our processes and systems around the coaching process. I was reading Gary Keller's book, Gary Keller of Keller Williams, who wrote The One Thing. And very successful business person. And he argued that the key to his success, both personally and professionally, had the most to do with focus and figuring out what was the one thing at that point in time or for that day, for that hour, for that year that would have the biggest impact on his business, on his life, and so forth. A light bulb went off for me. A lot of times as sales coaches, right, we listen to calls. We talk about the processes that our agents are following. We learn about the things that they might be running into. And we figure out all these different issues. And then we're excited and we have all these different ideas to share with them and talk about for them to implement in the coming week. And we load them up with all these great things that they can do that will miraculously fix their sales issues. It comes down to that old adage of you chase two rabbits, you catch none. If we're telling our agents to catch 10 rabbits, here are all the different things you need to go and do in the coming week. You know, it's no surprise that they're not going to move the needle because they just can't remember, or they're going to pick out of those 10 different things the thing that maybe is the easiest thing for them to implement, but isn't going to be the most effective thing in increasing their sales or making progress with their process. I might be speaking with one of my reps and they're talking about how they can't get certain people on the phone. And then when they get them on the phone, they're having trouble probing in the right way. And then once they probe, they're having trouble closing. And then we start talking about, okay, strategies on how to get people on the phone. And in the same coaching session, we're talking about how to ask better questions and we're talking about how to close them better, right? So now you've got three huge things that they're going to be working on over the course of the week. Inevitably, it's not going to be easy for them to miraculously solve all three issues. So what we like to do is we'll look at data, we'll talk to them and things like that, and we need to, as coaches, think through which of these three issues is most important and is, if solved, is going to have the biggest impact on their sales metrics in the coming week. For instance, maybe in this scenario, if they're not speaking to anybody, let's focus on strategies to get people on the phone. And let's just focus like a laser beam this week on those different strategies, and let's move that metric up. Because then that person knows that that's the number one thing that they need to do. And then we can start moving on to some of the other things. If we start loading them up with lots of different problems that they're solving, or also even lots of different solutions to those problems, inevitably, you're either going to have them forget what are the key priorities, or they're not going to be able to actualize them in the way that we want them to.
Interesting. When you pick out these individual pieces too, do you memorialize them in some way, shape, or form for training in the future?
100%. And so we have a whole process around that. And so we have our coaching sheet that will help lead us to that one thing. And it's really, it's memorializing them is so important, but it's also the full process of getting to that one thing. Because as you mentioned at the beginning in your introduction, sounds simple, right? One thing. But actually, in some ways, it's much harder. It's much easier to just lay it on the sales rep and tell them all these different things they need to change, whereas it's a lot more work for the coach to listen to all the things that they're having, talk about them, brainstorm on them, and work to figure out what is that most important thing and distill it down.
You really prioritize that one issue that if it's changed, it's going to have the biggest impact.
Successful coaching is finding and prioritizing the one issue, where if changed, it's going to have the greatest impact on their sales success. And we have found it just yields focus again. It equals change. It equals sale. And so that way, we're empowering them to be able to focus on that most important thing and really internalize it and fix it. And that type of focus has really just paid dividends for our sales agents as well as our clients in the way of increased metrics and increased productivity.
I just looked up the book, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller. It's available, because I'm a Prime user, as probably just about everybody out there, for $0. And I can get a copy for $18.71, normally $24.95. It's available as an audiobook for zero. It doesn't cost anything. How can you not? Now,
I overpaid.
Yeah, you probably overpaid. But at the same time, I don't think people listening here understand the importance. They've translated the importance for their own sales reps and say, well, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? But they don't understand the importance for you at Sales Roads, because you're working for other companies. And I have sold and been involved in telemarketing and appointment setting businesses and what have you. I've been a consultant. I've run call centers and things like that. And I know if I can give my monthly report and show that I've had a 25% increase in being able to get through, that means my salespeople are so much more efficient than the inside salespeople at that company or other companies. And if I can prove that I can get better appointments and have a 25 or 30% greater success rate in getting those appointments, it means a huge benefit for the customer. So you're really putting yourselves on the line. Everybody else working at a company, you know, they're on a salary. So they spend a little time at the Xerox machine, or they spend time at the getting coffee or whatever the case might be, and BSing about the football game over the weekend. But your people don't have time for nonsense like that. You're there to produce every single hour. Every client expects measurement, the likes of which they don't do for themselves. So if you're saying this book has made a big change in your processes, I can understand how important this is. We've been speaking with David Krieger. He's the founder and president of Sales Roads. We've been tackling the subject, the one thing needed for sales coaching. So he's given us the reasons why. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, David, if you can tell us how it works and how you implemented it, and can you give us an idea of the end results? We'll be back in just a moment.
And just a quick note that Sales Roads provides its clients with turnkey simplicity when it comes to fulfilling their demand gen needs. There are no surprises because everything, including a list, is included with its services. Imagine that. Well, May it be basic lead generation and business qualifications, all the way to professional appointment settings, even staffed webinars and sales outsourcing. All that more is in their wheelhouse. SalesRoads has a long list of satisfied clients in its 11-year history. You can be one of them. All you have to do is visit their site, salesroads.com. That's salesroads.com. All roads lead to SalesRoads. And inevitably, we always lead back to the second half of our show here with Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Paul Roberts is our announcer for all things in the Funnel Radio Channel. We're tackling the subject today, the one thing needed for sales coaching. And David Krieger, the founder and president of SalesRoads, has been taking us down the path of the book that he read, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller. He's already told us why this works, this coaching process, this coaching that he has brought on for his 50 or 60 people that he's got on the telephone, setting appointments, getting leads, being in the demand generation business, and giving clients monthly reports. So it was really important that he get this right. How long has SalesRoads been in business, David?
We've been in business 11 years.
11 years. Well, you don't stay in this business for 11 years unless you're doing something right. And you don't grow unless you're doing something right. David, how does this work? How did you approach it? I know you've got a 3 or 4 step process because I've read your article and I think it's really succinct and to the point. But let's hear personally from you. Do you have leads? Did you train your leads? Do you train your sales managers? Or do you do a lot of this training yourself? And then what is the process?
Yeah, so we do train all of our managers to do this type of coaching because, again, it's embedded in our organization. So we have a whole training that I did develop based upon this one thing methodology that all of our managers need to go through, complete successfully, and it's a fairly rigorous process. But basically, the process that we train on to implement this is our coaches need to go into their coaching session with a concept of what might be that one thing. What might be the big issue that this agent is struggling with by looking at some of the metrics, listening to some of the calls. And we call that their hypothesis of help, going in and thinking, what is it that might be that one thing? But you'll see why we frame it hypothesis of help in a minute. We then have them start asking questions. They'll present some of the metric, but then we really think the best coaching is done through asking questions, learning about the things that they feel that they're struggling with, learning about the things they feel are going well, and continuing to basically probe, almost like you're talking to a prospect. You know, you've got to probe in and ask lots of different questions to try to help lead the agent to uncover what the one thing is. Because if they can discover themselves and self-diagnose the issue, we think there are a lot of benefits on it. Many different levels to them doing it. So first of all, they're on the front lines, first of all, right? And they probably have the best conception of what might be an issue because they're dealing with it every single call. We're only listening to a few of them. We're seeing the metric. Second, if they self-diagnose the problem, they also own it, right? And they feel like they figured it out and they are that much more motivated to go out and implement that. And thirdly, it's just a great collaboration. You know, you don't want to come in and just basically state, you know, here are the issues and let's go do it. It's a really good working relationship to coach like that. So they go and they ask lots of questions. They try to lead the agent to where they think might be the issue, but they need to be open-minded that it might not be the one thing. And they try to get them to a place where they, at the end of the coaching session, say, you know what, this is my one thing. This is the thing that I need to work on over the course of this week, coming out of my coaching session, and here are some of the ways that I'm going to work on it. And we absolutely memorialize that on our coaching form. So we write down what is the one thing, what is the thing that they're going to do in order to address that one thing, and it is put on their coaching form. But then we want that to be a living, breathing document because a lot of times agents aren't going to go and bring out their coaching form every time. So we actually tell them, take a sticky note and put the one thing over their computer. Mm-hmm. And for that week, that sticky note needs to be above their computer so that they know exactly what they are focusing on at their coaching session. And then in all the, we will have a regular management meeting. We'll sometimes have little huddles. We obviously use Slack. And the coaches are encouraged to ask them about the one thing, to probe about the one thing throughout the week. So it's a living, breathing thing week to week as they go into the different coaching sessions.
Isn't this quite similar to what athletes go through?
the coaches generally don't tell someone, well, you need to work on your footwork and you need to work on your lateral moves, whatever the case might be. They generally tell them, you need to work on this, and this is what we're going to do until you get it down right. When you get that thing down right, you can move on to the same thing. My wife is a soprano. She's sung with many different groups, and I hear her sing all the time. And she's got this philosophy: when she gets a difficult piece, she works and she works and she works until she gets the timing right. And once it clicks, once it gets to that magic moment that it comes correctly and comes out of her mouth correctly, she's got it. And from there on, she can move forward to the next challenge. And it's quite interesting, similar to athletes and similar to what you're describing for the sales reps. What do you do then? You've got this document that you memorialize, and I imagine metrics are involved in all this, because the rep has admitted to themselves and admitted openly, gee, I just can't get enough people on the telephone, or I can't close them for the appointment, or whatever the case might be. Once they admit it and they're in this collaborative mindset, they're much more, as you say, they're much more likely to tackle that issue and to solve it, because now it's a team effort between themselves and the coach. And they probably get information from other people in the sales team who are having the same problem. So what's the next step?
Throughout the week, we're collaborating. It's got to be a living, breathing document. But then in the next coaching session, at the top of the coaching session, there is the one thing. And that gets documented and put at the top of the coaching session. We start with the one thing. And one of the key things we do, just to also just tense retention, we ask them what the one thing was from the last week and make sure that it was internalized and talk about what are the things that they did. And then we look at, usually that one thing will align up with one of the key metrics that we're checking, and we'll see whether it moved the needle or not. And if it did, that's great. We can either build on it and talk about something else, or if it didn't, then we'll take a look and see what are some of the things that worked or didn't work. You know, what are the things you've run into? And we repeat the process, asking lots of questions, and then, you know, diagnosing, is that still the one thing for this week, or is there something else that has come up? So we repeat that process week over week in our coaching sessions.
And your coaches are always available to listen on the telephone and do ride-alongs, and they can hear whether there's been substantial or even minute changes leading to substantial results. You've got a third step here. Finally, the coach and the rep both agree on this. And now, how does it proceed from there? Do you just pick up another item in the coming weeks once you're sure that they've actually tackled this and they're solving it?
So the whole process will repeat again week over week. So they will take a look and they'll talk to the rep. They'll see whether improvements have been made. They'll see whether the strategy and the things that they had agreed to do to improve that one thing did come to pass. And they'll talk through it. And then through the process, they'll see whether that's still the one thing for this coming week. Either because maybe they didn't make the improvements they need to make, or they made some improvements and there's still more improvements that they could make, and that's still going to be their one thing. And really, it's just defined by what is the one thing that will have the biggest and lasting impact on their sales success and metrics for that coming week. And so they will work collaboratively to figure out whether that one thing is still the same thing in the coming week, or maybe there's something else that has either come up, or they've solved that one thing. And it's a collaborative session to be able to determine it. But nothing going into any coaching session, nothing is predetermined. The coach and the agent will work through the process to determine what the one thing is for that coming.
It was occurring to me as you were talking, I'm thinking and saying, well, you got young guys in there, young women in there, and then you've probably got some people, you've been in business 11 years, you probably have one or two people have been with you from the start. You've had a lot that have been 5 or 6 years. They probably think, hey, I've learned everything I can learn. I'm at the top of my game. But we all know that nobody stays at the top of their game regularly over periods of time, because the buying process changes dramatically. Look what's happened since you started this business. The buying process has changed hugely. So how do the older sales reps take this kind of coaching? Do they accept it because they know that they have to keep improving to be better, or they're just grumpy old sales guys?
It's a great question. I'm going to answer it in a few different ways. So first of all, one of our core values is relentless improvement. We live and breathe our core values. We hire by them, we fire by them, and we live them from the top down. I talk to the team, you know, we do quarterly town halls where we talk about our core values, we talk about the things that we're doing, and I make sure that everybody understands that even for myself, right, this core value is hugely important. I am always going to keep learning every single day of my life. Otherwise, what's the point? And that's the fun of life and business, is to learn something new every day. And I have a day planner where I chart out my day, I chart out my priorities, and there's one big section that I have to fill out every single day, which is lessons learned. Mm-hmm. And I fill out at least one lesson that I learned that day, because I can improve every single day. And everyone can improve every single day. And in our organization, that's no different. And even if you are the absolute top rep, what I've actually found is the top reps usually learn more every single day than the bottom reps. And it's indicative of being the best salesperson. And so it's sort of counterintuitive. Some people might think I'm the best salesperson, therefore I don't have to learn. Well, actually, I think it's the opposite. If you are the best person, that means that you want to learn. And so it's a long way of answering your question, but we try to instill that core value of relentless improvement through what we say, through our actions, and make it very clear to people that this is the way to be the top person. And we show how the top people are doing that. And when you really live and breathe your core values like that, it's amazing how little pushback you get on something that the company takes so seriously.
Well, when you hire under the theme of relentless improvement, no one should be surprised that this is what you live and breathe every day. And in your business, if you don't have it, because you have new clients coming aboard all the time, new types of programs, new goals by marketing, new goals by sales. You guys have not only lead generation programs, appointment setting programs, you actually fulfill the function of being an inside sales organization for some companies, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're on the line every single day. You're only as good as the group of calls that were made yesterday. Really interesting today how you solve this problem of sales coaching and how you've taken it to the next step. I can certainly see why Gary Keller's book was so important to you. We're kind of at the end of our program today. We like having you back. You've been on our programs two or three times through the years. We'd like to see you come back some more. But in the meantime, how can someone reach you?
They can go to our website, which is www.salesroads.com. Or they can always call us at 800-836-4033.
800-836-4033. Excellent. David Krieger, thank you very much for taking your time today. I have learned a lot. I'm sure listeners will learn a lot. And I should imagine your salespeople are quite pleased working in an organization that's so progressive. You've been great today sharing your valuable time. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. If it has to do with sales lead manager and sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio and its rotating series of shows right here on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.